Okay. Are we good?
You're on the air.
I'm on the main mic. This time I fixed it on my end. I'll be honest with you. It was my fault, basically. I'll own up to that. I should have realized it. But somebody hit a button that literally is never hit, never touched on this board. I've not seen anybody hit it in 9 years here. So it went over my head in that regard.
Now, this is sort of an inside joke, but a certain person really has had your number lately.
It was not. No. If you're talking about Brady beating me in poker, get that all the way out of here. We're not talking about that on air. And second of all, it was not him. It was not him. We do not think he was the culprit. I don't think we'll keep pursuing this mystery here on air. Welcome back, John and Mitch. If you missed the open, my main mic wasn't working. We couldn't figure it out for about a solid minute and a half, 2 minutes. I'm now back. I'm comfortable. Everything's ready to go. I'm not knocked off my stride like I was there in the opening segment. We've got you until 5:30 today at 5:10. I will address the results of the poll question. What K-State football player is most poised to become a breakout star next year? Is it Alex Barnes? Is it Jesse Ertz? Or is it somebody else? You can continue to vote on that at the game, KMAN, and we'll address that as the show rolls along. We've got a conundrum to tackle as a show. Somebody's dedication to the show is in question, and we'll get to that in just a moment. I'll go ahead and toss this in there. I was looking, Mitch, after our conversation in the open about four running backs being put ahead of Alex Barnes on the Athlon All Big 12 teams that were released today, which birthed the discussion of Barnes being the best candidate for a breakout star off this K-State football team. Chris Warren is one of the names that is in front of Alex Barnes. Do you want to know how many yards Chris Warren rushed for last year?
417.
No, less.
Oh,
less.
I was joking when I said that. I thought it would have been better than that. Go ahead, tell me.
366 on 62 carries. And I know we're throwing a lot of numbers out here, but that is six more than Alex Barnes. So he averaged 5.9 yards a carry, and Barnes was smashing him on virtually the same amount of carries.
I think Athlon Sports is dying for a Big 12 Texas team to be good again.
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody is.
Everybody is
every year. That's going to be a part of the next segment at 4:40. I will firmly plant the chip all the way on your shoulder about K-State football based on these all-Big 12 teams. I'm doing my part to provide bulletin board material here on the show this week. That seems to be my sole focus. That's just one specific example there. I'm sure Chris Warren now without Deontay Foreman is going to get plenty of carries. I can see where they're going with it, but I can also pick it apart from the Alex Barnes perspective here. Maybe Athlon just has their doubts about how much Barnes is going to get the football. Maybe they've been listening to too much Cole Manbeck. All right, enough with the inside jokes about the show. This is no inside joke, no inside anything. This is all the way outside now on the show today. I don't know if you saw, but our friend Tyler, who is vacationing right now in Orlando, he has some hookup with the Orlando Magic. And I've known this about him. He's a pseudo Magic fan because of it. And he tweeted 5 hours ago, so from like late morning today, it says, "I'm in Orlando and just ran into Wesley Iwundu at the Amway Center. He is working out with the Magic today, the Amway Center where the Magic play." So he ran into Wesley Iwundu, and I saw that pretty quickly after he tweeted it. I immediately texted him, "Dude, get a phone number for Wes." Now, this is not just willy-nilly. This has some backstory to it. I did get a phone number for Wesley Iwundu because we wanted to get him on the show, talk about the draft process, yada, yada. When I did get the phone number, it came with the caveat, "Hey, I'm not sure this number's up to date. I think he may have gotten a new phone number." A guy going through the draft process, I can understand you doing that. So I've had no luck reaching out to him. I don't think the number that I have is current. And Tyler knows this, so I send the text, "Dude, get an updated phone number for Wes." His response, "Didn't want to bother him too much, or I would have." And I said, "Your dedication to the show is now in question." And he says, "LOL, let me vacation in peace."
Okay. I want to address that because, first of all, I want to know what running into him actually means. Because when I say, "Hey, I ran into so-and-so," that means I've been friends with this guy for a while. We just happen to run into each other in this, you know, in this social spot. We chat a little bit. We, you know, talk about, you know, catch up with everything. And then we go our separate ways. You know, you run into somebody. It's a quick thing. I'm guessing Tyler went out of his way to let Wesley Iwundu know that he was there.
Well,
and say, hey, look, I'm here, Wesley. I'm here to watch you.
He did add at some point that Wesley was very confused to see him there, which is very understandable. You could see where the confusion would come in. Yeah, it's a broad running into is very broad, and I can understand the sentiment of not wanting to bother him to an extent. But here is the case that I will make as to why this should have been pursued, at least somewhat. I'm all about vacationing in peace, detaching from work, but you are basically putting yourself in that position if you're going to be hanging out at the Magic Arena. Wesley Iwundu is doing a lot of workouts. You have to know that something like that is an outside possibility. So it comes up here. Well, Wesley Iwundu is going to go to some NBA city. If it's not that, it's going to be going overseas to play or some rinky-dink town playing in the D-League, whatever. He's going to be gone. You're not going to be running into the guy, seeing the guy anymore. There's no, you don't have to worry about working relationship here. So if you were to bother him, quote-unquote, which I don't think would really be a bother, you're probably never going to see the guy again. Or if you do, it'll be years down the line when he doesn't remember. He's going off to the NBA or playing professional basketball. I think for the sake of the show, you can lob the question. Might get turned down. That's okay. But for the sake of the show, do just one line, two lines worth of work, and see if you can finagle a phone number out of there. And it would therefore help the rest of the show. Get us a good interview. I'd love the exit interview, so to speak, with Wesley Iwundu after his time at K-State. Which side do you fall on this? Do you fall on the, I'm vacationing, leave me alone, I don't want to bother him? Or do you fall on the, do whatever you can to help the game become the best it can be?
Here's the deal. He put himself in this situation because he's, I'm air quoting here, vacationing, but he's at the Amway Center watching a bunch of guys who want to be drafted in the NBA draft work out for the Magic. If I'm on vacation, that's not my ideal way to vacation, okay? And when he's tweeting, he is tweeting that he's at the Amway Center. He's in the same building as Wesley Iwundu. He has set himself up for this sort of attention. And it's kind of like the old NFL rule. Don't do anything great. It's the unwritten rule. Don't do anything great if you can't handle the celebration. Don't tweet things out if you don't want certain attention towards you, especially from one of us trying to say, like, hey, man, throw a bone at us here. Yeah. We're doing a sports show. We'd like to talk to Wesley. We'd like to know what's going on with his journey to becoming an NBA star.
This was not asking him to go get an interview with his phone right there. Yeah, no, we're just, I'll do the work. You just got to get me a phone number. That's it. I'm glad that you're with me on that.
And I'm not trying to hate on Wesley or Tyler's plans or anything, but he's in the same town as Disney World, as Universal Studios. There's theme parks everywhere. There's something to do. There's a beach within 50 miles, and he's in the Amway Center. Yeah. I mean, whatever he decides to do.
I'm not going to judge anybody for their vacation. Do what you want to do. So I'll stay away from that somewhat. But you're right that he was in an arena and an area.
He's going to get called out for it on Thursday.
Okay, well, I'll leave that more to you. I'm doing my form of calling out right now. The last thing, and this one is not nearly as big a deal other than it was the cherry on top here, and I was just like, oh, come on, man. So I followed up, and I said, can you get me a discount on some Magic shorts? Because, hey, he's got Magic connections. I love basketball shorts, like different teams' basketball shorts. I really like, I mean, if I had more money, I would buy more of them, but that's the problem. They're really expensive. So I'm, you know, trying to get any kind of a discount I can there. No response. That was that text was at 1:04 p.m. We're now at 4:34, and there has been no response. So I rest my case.
I will mention this. I don't know if you've been to Orlando, right? Because you were there with K-State baseball in Kissimmee?
I was in Kissimmee.
Or Kissimmee, yeah. Whatever you call it.
Which is very close.
I mean, there's gift shops everywhere. Everywhere down there. It's mostly Disney World stuff. But it's not hard to find, like, Magic gear or anything like that. It's all over the place. So I don't know who's the main provider for Magic gear, if it's Nike or Adidas or Under Armour or whoever it is, Jordan or whoever. It can be found anywhere.
Well, apparently he really meant the let me vacation in peace. Not even sending a text message back. Yeah, that's okay. It's okay. We'll survive here on the show. think we can still make things interesting for you. Mitch has his Jabroni of the Week at 525. More on why I think Barnes has a much more compelling case than anybody else on the K-State football team to be a breakout star next year at 510. When we come back, though, speaking of the Athlon teams, I'll give you even more reasons to plant that chip firmly on your shoulder if you're a K-State football fan. You're listening to The Game.